We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
As far as Marlowe goes, Chris, I don't know if there's anybody else we could have talked to today other than our next guest who can specifically break down both the Penguins and Marlowe side of things. Tyler Kennedy played for 2 years in San Jose with Patrick Marlowe. Of course, won a Stanley Cup with the Penguins, and he joins us now to discuss this trade. Tyler, I see on Twitter, as soon as this trade went down, you were going nuts. You were very excited for it. Tell us why.
I just think he's such a good fit for the team. I think the way they play, even the way they carry themselves, I always remember Patty to be that real classy, professional guy that took, obviously, hockey very serious. And one thing I really know about Patty, when I first got traded to San Jose, he was asking a lot of questions about Pittsburgh, how the organization was, you know, how they treat their players. And it was almost seemed like it would be a dream of his to play on the team. So when he got traded, I knew it'd be a good fit because you're getting a guy, yeah, he's 40 years old, but he's going to be excited to be here, and he's excited to get that chance to be on the elite team that's going to really try to make a crack at the Stanley Cup this year.
Tyler, what do you think he has left as a player, and where do you think he best fits on this current Penguins team?
Honestly, this guy can play up and down the lineup. Do I think he can give Dominic Simone a run for the money on the first line? For sure. Because Patty's played there his whole career. As you slow down a little bit, yeah, but as you get older, you learn the little tricks of the trade of how to play. And again, you know, we got the Sidney Crosby effect with a guy who's already got 1,000 points. So, or, you know, he can be a fourth line guy that brings a lot of speed to the fourth line, third line. But right now, I see him slotting in that third line with maybe McCann and Hornquist. You know, I think that can be a very deadly third line.
Tyler, does everybody call him Patty, or is that just a dressing room thing? He likes Patty Marlowe?
Yeah, honestly, when I first got there, I don't think I've ever heard anyone call him Patrick or, you know, I don't know, what would be a good nickname for Marlowe, you know, like Marley?
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up we're trying to get to know this guy, even though he's been around.
Here.
Even though he scored on Gump Worsley back in the day.
He's going to set the all-time games record. He's going to hang around and beat Gordie Howe's all-time record.
He's only 53 short of that, which is amazing. Tyler Kennedy joining us. Tyler, you were around the Penguins when they brought Bill Guerin in, and everybody talked about how veteran presence, been there, done that. You know, he had won a Stanley Cup in New Jersey, but like, let's get this guy another one because of the whole, you know, near the end of the line as a player. Does that just make for good copy and good story, or is that a real thing within a dressing room when an older player comes in chasing a Stanley Cup?
Well, I think it sends a message to the team. You know, I don't think they're bringing him in for the next couple of years to do something, right? It kind of shows the team that, yeah, they want to win this year, and we're bringing guys that are kind of banking on us. You know, like Patty's banking on Pittsburgh to make a big, hard run at the Stanley Cup. So does it send a message to players that, yeah, we need to try to win for this guy? Yeah. But, you know, also, you know, it shows the players something too. So,
Tyler, what's it like generally just seeing new guys come into the room? What's the assimilation process like for those new players at a trade deadline?
Honestly, like the first time you walk in the room, it's a little awkward. But, you know, Patty's played with Sid in the Worlds. You know, he's in the Olympics. He's probably played with a couple of the guys. You know, obviously he's getting a little long in the tooth, so I bet you, you know, he doesn't know too many of the young guys. But, again, all hockey players are all pretty similar, you know. And I remember when I got traded, you know, I was in Pittsburgh for 6 years, and then I got traded like 4 times in the last 3 years, so I kind of knew how that went, you know. But I just remember all the guys were all similar. You know, they're all very welcoming. And, you know, especially coming to Pittsburgh, there's such a good core there that, you know, that he's going to be well taken care of.
All right, Tyler, I'm going to ask you a tough question, okay? I'm going to ask you now. You're driving. Maybe you want to slow down or pull over a little bit to answer this one. There are 21 games left for the Penguins between now and the end of the season. During that 21-game stretch, who's going to score more goals for the Penguins, Connor Sherry or Patrick Marleau?
Patrick Marleau.
Hmm.
What is it about his game that makes you say that still at 40 years old?
Because I just remember how he scored goals, and he does it a lot of different ways. And I remember he works with a guy, his name's Ron Johnson. He's an elite science. He's a point getter, and he's a guy that watches your tape. And what he does is, this is like kind of the new NHL. Everyone's got their own personal skill guy. But I remember when I was in San Jose, Patty had this guy that he would send his game tapes to, and it would show, and Patty would watch it with him, and the guy would show him where to go on the ice or how to create more offense. And Patty's always been pretty consistent on putting up 20 goals, you know, and I just remember he's going to find a way to make sure he's pulling the rope. If it's points, if it's shooting, no matter what, he's never going to be a negative. And I just know how much, again, how much excitement he's going to bring to the lineup being here, because I guarantee he's going to have a smile ear to ear. He's got a family. You know, I think they're Pittsburgh fans, so I'm telling you, he's going to bring some energy into that lineup. And again, I think he's going to be skating like a 30-year-old, not a 40-year-old this year.
Tyler Kennedy joining us, played with Patrick Marleau in San Jose, and of course knows the Penguins, having won a Stanley Cup with the team. What's he like as a personality in the dressing room? Is he a Marc-Andre Fleury type where he's making everybody laugh, he's cutting up? Is he a keep to himself? Does he act like an old man? I mean, give us Patrick Marleau or Patty Marleau, the person, a little bit, Tyler.
Oh, he's gonna get me. Patty acts like I guess you could say an old man. He keeps to himself, you know, but when he talks, again, people listen. And I just remember he carried himself. He's very well respected. I don't think I've ever heard anyone who ever played with him say, hey, you know, Patty kind of rubbed me the wrong way. He was one of the guys that everyone loved him, you know. And again, he's an older guy. He doesn't say much, you know. He's not a guy to hoop and holler. He kind of likes to show his stuff on the ice. But again,
is he more of a shot of Fireball or more a glass of red wine guy, Tyler?
red wine for sure. I sat beside him in the dressing room, or we got dressed beside each other quite a few times. And again, he doesn't say much. But again, when I used to ask him questions, this and that, he's got a lot of knowledge. You know, he's played a lot of games. He's been in a lot of situations. So again, I think he's going to be good for the young guys. And again, he's excited to play with, you know, Sid, Malkin, Letang, Murray.
Mm. Chris, anything else?
Tyler, my last one would just be, where do you see the Penguins right now? Like, your impression of them with about 20 games left in the season and your evaluation of their chances now that you've seen these moves they've made to actually make another run, possibly to another Stanley Cup?
You know, I didn't really feel good last year about them. I didn't think they had the horses to really go all the way. But this year, I got a good feeling about them. I think they made the right moves. I think they bring the guys in and are going to bring that speed back into the lineup. You know, I think they're playing the right way. I think the injuries helped them in the long run. And again, when they didn't pick up any defensemen, it shows that the guys that are hurt right now are coming back. So I'm excited for this team. I'm excited to see where everyone's slotted in. And again, this is going to be an exciting time for Pittsburgh fans with Patty Marleau coming here. Sherry's going to be excited to be back again. Sherry's coming from a team that struggled all year to get back into that winning culture with Pittsburgh. He's going to be flying out there too. So I'm excited. I think they're going to make a long, deep run into the playoffs. And again, as long as that goaltending's there and everyone gets healthy, they are going to be a dangerous, dangerous team.
Tyler Kennedy, even though he won a Stanley Cup and was part of that great third line, for whatever reason, Hockey Reference's picture of you is in a Sharks sweater. I don't get that. What am I missing here? Come on, Hockey Reference. The guy's known as a Penguin.
You know, I look at all my hockey cards. I can't believe. So there was a guy in Canada. He had every single one of my hockey cards. So he sent them to me. I don't think I found one good picture of me. Like, I'm either my tongue's out or I'm looking the wrong way. I'm like, come on, guys. Find one picture that I'm looking at the camera. with a smile on my face. And it doesn't surprise me that I have a San Jose Sharks jersey on.
I think we got to write somebody about that.
Was I playing? Was I on the bench or was I
No, it's
just like a headshot. I think we got to email the people that run this site. It's a great website, but they got to get a Penguins picture of you on
there. It's like the picture they take of you before the season starts,
Tyler.
It's like
a school picture where you're not smiling because you might have lasers photoshopped
in the
background.
It's like a driver license photo.
Did I have a nice tan, though, when I went out there?
You
I
do, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
you know what? Yeah.
That's a great point.
You look like you've seen the sun.
Yeah, I was like red as a tomato. I know. When me and my wife first went out there, we went to the beach quite a bit. I don't think it helped my career going to San Jose.
All right, Tyler Kennedy, 09 Cup winner.
Camp.
There you go. Tyler Kennedy. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.